People, the lifestyle, the lakes, the snow, everything's close by.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Paula Kruger.
Mindfulness. Do you know what it is? Now, I hear the word a lot. And when you hear it a lot, you think, oh, is it a buzzword? What does it really mean? What does it do? I want to know how it works. But as with so many things, when you're trying to sort the hype from what's real, you want to know what the science says as well. Well, there's good news on that front. Tonight on the ABC, it's on the Catalyst program, they're bringing together 15 ordinary Australians and they're taking part in a scientific experiment. It's going to see if practicing mindfulness can help treat conditions like chronic pain, anxiety, stress. And, you know, let's face it, these are conditions that affect millions of us. And so, and for the people that it does affect, it can be just, you know, it creeps into every part of your life. So I thought ahead of that, let's have a bit of a discussion of what mindfulness actually is so that you know what people are talking about. And let's figure out if it's something that could be useful for you. Now, Megan Layton is with you and mindfulness is her business. She is the director of the Canberra-based Simply Mindful. Megan, good afternoon and welcome to Afternoons.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Paula.
And so, Megan, can we start off with explaining to me what exactly is mindfulness?
Mindfulness is a very simple thing to understand in many ways. It's about being present. It's about knowing what you're doing as you're doing it. However, it's also about adopting a particular attitude to that. So adopting a kind, compassionate, curious attitude to whatever is going on.
So you say that mindfulness is being in the moment, just so I feel, and I don't mean to go negative straight away. So what is not mindfulness? So is it me being distracted, being stressed about things that I don't need to be stressed about?
Yeah, exactly. So the opposite of mindfulness is mindlessness.
That's me.
Yeah, what we often call autopilot. So when you're driving to work, but you're actually thinking about the conversation you had last night or the meeting coming up, and you're not actually in your body looking at what you're doing. So the research that I'm aware of shows that we're in the present moment less than 50% of the time, somewhere between 30 to 50% of the time. The rest of the time we spend in our minds in the past or the future.
Mm.
And when you think about it, we can't do anything about the past. It's happened already, finished. All we can do is learn from it. We can't do anything about the future. The only thing we can, only time we can act or influence or create or problem solve is right now.
And so that's all mindfulness. You make it sound quite simple. That's all mindfulness is really, is thinking about what you can control right now.
Yeah. And everyone can understand that. Everyone can understand the benefit of it. What's tricky is it's easy to understand, but it's difficult to put into practice because our minds like going into the past and the future and getting us tangled up.
But, I mean, when you there's positive things about thinking about the future and thinking about the past, isn't it? How do you keep it under control so it doesn't overwhelm you?
Yeah. So, basically, depression is a form of being stuck in the past. Anxiety is about being stuck or being dictated to by your worries about the future. What mindfulness really is, it's a form of mental training. So it's just like fitness training. So when you go to the gym, if you go once a week, you get some physical benefit and you can feel the results. If you do it every single day, pretty soon you become quite fit and healthy. It's exactly the same with our minds. The more we practice being in the present moment, the more fit and healthy our minds become and the more control we have over where our attention goes.
So if I'm working on my mindfulness fitness routine, when is the best place to start that?
Right here, right now.
Really?
Yeah. You don't need anything else. You don't need to become anything else. You just start with what you've got right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit stressed now by that thought. The being in the present has stressed me out a little.
Yeah.
Megan, but you mentioned, interestingly, you know, when you're driving to work or somewhere like that, I find the drive to work, the drive from work, especially if you're juggling kids and work, that's sort of this weird transition time.
Mm-hmm.
And I always find when I'm driving to work, you know, sort of, have the kids done that? Have you done this? Have you done lunches? But, you know, everything ticked. Has that note been done? Blah, 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 blah. And then you get in the car and you switch on the radio onto ABC Canberra, of course,
mm-hmm.
and you take a deep breath and then you go, oh, yeah, I feel tired. And, you know, but what are some simple things that I could be doing in that time, in that transition time? Because let's face it, you're doing other stuff, you know, around that. In that time, what should I be putting my mind through instead of just going, oh, yeah, I'm tired?
Yeah, yeah. So quite often when we do stop and we get out of the busy mind, we feel tired because we're tuning into the body and going, oh, actually, I'm running on kind of autopilot here. And quite often in busy modern life, we get stuck in fast mode, like we're either off and asleep or we're on going full pelt and stressed. And stress becomes a kind of habit, a way of life. Actually, we can learn how to be present and awake and alert, but not stressed. So this is part of what the training helps us to do, is to start to figure out, how can I be awake and alert but not using up unnecessary energy, emotional energy, being busy? Because quite often when we're very stressed, we waste time doing things that don't need to be done or rehashing conversations, torturing ourselves mentally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and a lot of that, once you become aware of it, you can let go of and choose to bring your attention into the present moment. So it might just be in the car, sitting still for 1 minute and just really sitting in your bones, in your body, linking with the breath and feeling the breath. And most people will say they feel a bit more relaxed and a bit more refreshed after that.
So what does that breath do? What does that breathing do? Because I'm assuming that you're feeling it go in, you're sucking it deep into your belly, and you know, and for some, you know, it you get strange feelings, and it sounds like we're talking about something weird, but no, it's simply just sitting down and breathing, and it can give you odd feelings in other parts of your body, you know, pain spots every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is it? What's special about the breathing?
Well, the breath is an incredible thing because it is happening automatically, and yet we can bring our attention to it. We can change it. So it's a barometer. So if we're breathing and we're stressed, it'll be short, shallow, tight breathing. Our chest will be constricted. So it gives us a bit of information that right now I'm stressed. And all we have to do is tune into the breath and start to deepen it slowly. So add a bit more to each in-breath and each out-breath, gradually deepening it and lengthening it. And pretty soon what we've done is used a little biological switch to get out of the stress response into the relaxation response. So we've given our nervous system a message that it's safe, I'm okay, I'm not under threat, I can relax.
So when you're saying we can do mindfulness right now, is that exactly what you're talking about? Maybe just stopping and taking a deep breath.
Yeah.
And putting things in perspective.
Yeah, pausing.
Well, that doesn't freak me out. I can do that.
Yeah. You know?
And so what's the next step?
So anyone can practice mindfulness anytime. All we have to do is tune into the breath or into something that is present. So using our five senses, what we can see, hear, touch, taste, smell, always in the present moment. But the other thing is that quite often we get carried off in our heads very quickly, and our heads become, they're a little bit like untrained wild animals. They just go wherever they want to go. So what we actually have to do is train them to heal, just like you train a puppy dog to heal. And the way we do that is by practicing mindfulness, meditation, it's called, once we're practicing it in a more sort of structured way. And as soon as we notice our minds wandering off the breath onto something in the future or the past, we just notice that, gently let it go, bring our attention back to the breath. And we might have to do that 100 times in 5 minutes because our minds really like to wander like a puppy dog. But the more we do it, the more we build what has been coined the mindful muscle. So the ability to train our attention to come back and heal whenever we want it to. And over time, that gets fitter and stronger. And literally, you can see the neural pathways growing in people's brains when you do scans. And that's what the catalyst will show this evening.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in, yeah. Megan. You're on Afternoons, and with you is Megan Layton. She's the director of Simply Mindful. So what is the science telling us about this mindfulness?
Look, it almost sounds too good to be true a lot of the time. And I'm a cynic like the rest of us. I want to know what's real and what works. It's not like the cure-all for everything, but it can definitely impact on our quality of life, make things a lot better. So what it will show is that 8 weeks of mindfulness meditation practice in a fairly dedicated way, like doing, you know, a regular gym routine for 8 weeks, it does improve our mental fitness. It does start to change our brains. So there's a neuroscientist at Monash University called Neil Bailey. He says that people who practice mindfulness have 70% better mental health than people who don't, on average, and that people with anxiety and depression, the gains are even larger. So that's impressive.
It is. It is a pretty impressive number. And so what is it telling us about stress reduction? Because I'm figuring, you know, we're talking to people, pretty much everyone you meet, whether they're working or maybe they don't even like their job, they're suffering stress in some way. What does mindfulness tell us about stress reduction?
It's that quite a lot of stress is actually within our control. It's just that we haven't learnt how to deal skillfully with it. Stress is often in modern life in a place like Canberra that's relatively safe, it is a very subjective thing. So we might feel stressed by a deadline or by a series of deadlines or a traffic jam or running a bit late. Actually, that is not life-threatening, but the part of our brain that responds to stress when we perceive that we're under threat is a very ancient part of our brain, very primitive, and it governs our survival. So it kicks into gear when we feel stressed and basically sends signals to our body that we're under threat, which means that we have to produce the right hormones to protect ourselves. So adrenaline, cortisol start pumping through our system, our heart beats faster, all of this energy races to our muscles so that we can survive, so that we can fight or flight, so we can get away from the threat. Actually, that's not the most skillful way of dealing with a deadline or a traffic jam, but it's this old part of our nervous system overtaking our intelligent brain. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, Meg, I feel like I'm getting closer and I feel like I'm not as intimidated as I was before mm-hmm. we started talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us today. That's Megan Layton. She is the director of Simply Mindful. And as you heard, we're talking about this just ahead of a Catalyst program that will be on air tonight, which looks at... It has a bit of a scientific experiment when it comes to mindfulness and how it can help treat conditions like chronic pain, anxiety and stress. You're on Afternoons with Paula Kruger. It's 22 minutes past two.